we had talked about earlier, amen. If you'll turn with me to the book of Psalms, amen. You know, stay in Psalm, Brother Ted. Psalms 42. We're going to go Psalms 42. We're going to read verse 5. And then we're going to skip down and we're going to read 9 through 11. Verse 5, and then we're going to read 9 through 11. And then we're going to go right to the next chapter, chapter 43, and we're going to read verse 45.
Amen.
So they're kind of both together there. Yeah. Psalms 42 and 5, and then verse 9 through 11, and then chapter 43 and verse 5.
That's my heart.
Amen. So in chapter 42, verse 5, it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Then we're going to skip down to verse 9. It says, "I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God."
Amen.
And then we're going to go to chapter 43 and verse 5. And it says again, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. I read those scriptures because I wanted to kind of give you a comparison of the scriptures, how they kind of come together. And what I was wanting to say today is that the world is looking at us. They're looking at us.
Amen.
Because, like I heard somebody say in testimony service, that because we're different, they're looking at us because of the standard of life that we have. Amen. Believe it or not, they're looking at us for something. But often our facial expressions say a lot about us. You can tell how a person feels. You can tell what they're thinking. You can tell their likes, their dislikes. You can tell their approval. I like that.
Yeah.
You can tell their disapproval, all by the look on their face, by their countenance. Amen. The look on your face often says a lot about what we feel. David declares, "God is the help of our confidence."
Amen.
Amen. When we don't look or when we don't feel well, amen, we still have to look like we have a God.
Amen.
I know there's some people, I look at them and people are walking around with their shoulders stooped over and they're looking down and they just, you know how you see some people and they just look like a bulldog. You know, they just, their jaws, they drop down, you know, and
they just mad at the world, amen? And you can tell, well, I don't want to be around that person. I just don't want nothing to do with that person. They could be the best person in the world if you could approach them. But we as humans, we read each other by our looks. If you don't look like what I think a friend should look like, I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy and try to approach you. You ain't going to bite my head off. Amen. So our looks tell a lot about us. Amen. So us being children of God, we have to have an approachable look. We have to have the Bible says, to get a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. You ain't going to get no friends having a bulldog look. You have to smile. You have to know that, hey, I've got something special. That's why I tell people every day, you know, a long time ago, I met this man, and I was going through some down times, you know, and I was just, without subconsciously, you know how you just, I ain't gonna smile today, I'm just having a bad day. I don't want to do nothing to do with nobody. And this man who was just what we might consider a bum, you know, or somebody, a street person, you know, probably hadn't had a bath or a shower in a long time and didn't have a place to live. But, you know, he was smiling and just waving at people, you know, and saying, hey, how you doing? Uh-huh. And here I am, supposed to be a child of God, walking around like, don't even talk to me. I don't want to be bothered.
Right.
You know, and here he is, didn't have nothing. And he said, you know, it can't be that bad. And I said, yeah, it is that bad. You just don't know. You know, and I started thinking after we had departed, and I said, you know, it can't be that bad.
Right.
It can't be that bad. If I'm professing to have a God who will provide my every need.
Amen.
I had a house to go to. Mm-hmm. I had clothes to change in. I had a bathtub to go and take a bath. Mm-hmm. I had food to eat. Yeah. I had all those things. Yeah. And here I am walking around like I'm just bad. And it made me think, and I said, you know, I'm going to change my approach. When people ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to say I'm blessed.
All right.
Even when I'm feeling down,
yep.
I'm not going to let the I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction.
Amen.
Of me not being able to reach somebody.
Amen.
And say something good. To make somebody's life a little better.
Yes.
Yeah. So I decided I'm going to say I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
There you go.
And you know, taking on that persona or that approach to life, I get so many people who stop and say, they think about it. They say, you know what? I'm blessed too.
Right.
And that gives me opportunity to say we're blessed because of Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
It's nothing that we do. Like we say, when we wake up in the morning, it's not the alarm clock. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to do it.
Jesus.
But he just, okay, it's time to wake up.
Amen.
Amen. Right. It's time to wake up. He gives us another opportunity. That's why I just, you know, and so the topic of this little talk that I'm saying is we need sometimes what we call a Holy Ghost facelift.
Right.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
We need what we call what I'm calling is a Holy Ghost facelift.
Okay. Yes.
When you're walking around with a sad face, like you got the care of the world, you don't have to do that. You have a God.
Hallelujah.
Who can provide everything you need.
Thank you.
Amen. So don't walk around like you don't want to be bothered.
The weight of the world.
The weight of the world is on your shoulder.
Yeah.
You got Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you need a Holy Ghost facelift. You need to smile. Amen. Because God is good. Amen. He's good all the time. Amen. And I just wanted to tell you that today.
Amen.
That you know, we don't have to walk around like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. We have a God who knows us and knows our needs. And like I say, the world is looking at us. Amen. And we may not have, there's always people on the corner. We go to Walmart and they got every corner sold up. People asking for alms, asking for money. But I'm reminded of Paul and John when they were going into the temple. Amen. And there was the man at the gate asking for alms. I like to see they like reaching into their pockets and pull out their pocket. Silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have, give I thee.
Amen.
He said, look at me,
follow
how I'm looking.
Right.
I give you the spirit, the lift of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So these people that are asking for alms and stuff, if you look down, they gonna say, well, I don't want what you got. But if you look happy, you don't have to give them money to continue their bad habits, which most of them have. They're just trying to get money to get some more beer, get some more cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
But tell them, give them a smile and say, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Give them a Holy Ghost facelift.
All right.
Amen. So, like I said, let's keep each other in prayer. The ones that aren't here, amen, keep them in prayer. Amen. And it looks like the Warriors and the Cavs are on a collision course. They all both undefeated in the playoffs. Amen. So we're going to keep each of them in prayer so that they stay healthy and the best team wins, which is the Warriors. Amen. So let's stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless each and every one of you. I love you. Amen. And like William always say, as I pray for you, you pray for me.
Amen. Amen.
What I say unto one,
what I say unto one,
I say unto all,
I say unto all,
watch
and pray,
and read your Bible,
and read your Bible
every day,
every day,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
All right.
God bless you. Love
Amen.
You.
Amen.